First of all, I would like to have those who have helped with this fund drive, with the promo pieces, any involvement in that, would you stand? Any piece of it, stand up. Thank you. Thank you. I know there's more than that, because we've had several people do that. Welcome to Thanksgiving Day. All right. Oh, you know what? Before I do that, today's Veterans Day. And I didn't realize we scheduled this on Veterans Day, so I'd just like to stop and I don't know about you. I'd like all of our veterans who have served in the armed forces to stand up. We'd love to appreciate you for doing that. You know, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. Thank you. This is Thanksgiving Day for Harvest Fellowship, and this is our commitment weekend, as we've talked about. And I want to start out with reading a psalm, because as I've been thinking about this, I've been thinking how much this is Thanksgiving Day. Psalms 117:1, this is the Gentile psalm, okay? Would you read it with me? Let's try to read. We don't ever do that very much, so read it with me together. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you people. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Let's go. Praise the Lord. All right. Isn't that neat? What a great psalm. Clyde and I met out on the property this week. I've talked about it before. We meet there every Wednesday, although this week it was Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Okay, because a lot's going on in the property. And but on Wednesday, we were there, and that night they were going to bring in one of the cranes to begin doing the metal work. And so we were praying together. And we were looking over the foundation, and we were looking over the metal beam sitting out there in the structure, ready to go up. And we began to thank the Lord in our prayer, because we always pray together for a while. And we began to thank the Lord for such an awesome ministry as Harvest Fellowship. You know, one of the things that's interesting is a lot of times we have the tendency to look at what we don't have, right? Instead of what we do have. And I think the Lord really wants us to look at what we do have. And I want to celebrate that this morning. Because we have just an awesome ministry. And here's what the psalmist said in 111, verse 1. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, aren't they? Studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. And I look at this, and we've been a church for over 15 years, and I've watched the works of the Lord just among us and our reaching out, and it's just been unbelievable to think about it. For lack of a better terminology, we feel so lucky. We feel so fortunate. We feel so blessed. I don't know what word gets to you. But Clyde and I have felt the favor of the Lord for 15 years in this ministry, in this body of Christ, local. And, you know, as we were talking, I was thinking a lot, and we have talked about how we have goofed up for 15 years. We've made every mistake that can be made, I think. Now, there may be one out there that we haven't done, and we'll try to get that one in so we have 100% there. And yet, we're so blessed. As we stood on the future auditorium floor in the dirt, we began rehearsing with the Lord those mighty works that he's done among us. And we began to think about our own sin, Clyde's and my sin, and the people within our church and how he's forgiven us for that sin. We thought about our incompetence, not knowing what to do as a couple knucklehead pastors through the years, and yet we've learned and grown through our incompetencies. And we thought about our failures and our what we haven't done and yet what God has done for us. Isn't that neat? I mean, I look at it and I think, wow, I felt a sense of amazement as we stood there. I want to say disbelief, but that's not really the word because it's not unbelief. It's amazement. How God has blessed us. How fortunate we are to be where we are. Through prayer and trusting Him, we've seen hundreds of souls come to Christ. In fact, I'm going to be real honest with you. We've seen thousands of souls come to Christ since we've been here. I remember Clyde and I started counting up and we went over the 2,500 mark of people we knew that put our faith and trust in Christ because of this. And we thought, you know what? Maybe it's not right to even count. Who cares? But I'm saying this church has had an impact on this community with lots and lots of people who have come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Hundreds of people grounded in God's Word and grown up. Many of them that are now serving, some that are serving right now in the Mega Kids and some of the other classes that are going on. They put their faith in God. They put their faith in the Word of God. And then hundreds of people serving God on a regular basis. As I prayed and Clyde prayed and we stood there, what came to my mind was a real pivotal time in our history. And some of you may remember this back in the metal building when I went to San Diego as your pastor, because I got a consulting job. I had quit my job, and I was without work, and I wanted to be a consultant, and a consulting team hired me on Thursday, and I was in San Diego Monday morning. It was that fast. And I remember that there were very few of us serving. There were a lot of people coming to the church, but we had not made that transition to help all the rest of the people get involved in the ministry. And I even remember that people would come up and I'd say, well, could you help us here? Or could you help us here? And they'd say, well, you know, man, Clyde and Carolyn and you and Debbie and the Falconbergs, they're so good at what you do that we don't feel like we can do that. Well, I went out there for a couple weekends to San Diego. It was only supposed to be 3 months. Three weeks is what it was supposed to be. It ended up being 10 months. And after a little while, I realized that I could no longer be involved the way I was involved because I flew out Sunday night, got my hotel late on Sunday night, went to work Sunday morning. I'd get off on Friday afternoon. I'd come home Friday evening, and then I'd have a meeting on Friday sometimes and some meetings on Saturday and some meetings on Sunday. I'd have to even get up and leave the meeting to get my plane back out on Sunday night, and this went on for 10 months. Well, I got into a couple months of this, and I realized I can't do this. I can't be running the church and being down in San Diego at the same time. But it was a time when I was still working as a pastor. And if you remember, Sunday, May 7th was a pivotal change in our church history where we changed as the body of Christ. We went from 6 to 8 to 10 people in the church to many or most of you being involved who were there at that time. I gave an invitation and I told them, it's time that we stop being little children and we become sons and daughters of Christ. Kathy Bloom reminded me of that. And I asked people, would you stand up and come forward if you're willing to serve in this church because I'm out. It doesn't matter if I'm really good at it. I'm not doing it. And I look back and I think, man, God really blessed us to do that because He took me out of service. And so the bottom line is our church had to come forward and get involved. 57 people came forward that day to serve. And when they came forward, I looked at the list, and even though typically in churches you have transfers, you have people moving out, some people moving on to different places, still about half of the people on that list are still serving today. And that was 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago. I think that's great. Kathy Bloom and I have repeatedly over the years prayed for this list. I kept this list and she kept this list, and we have prayed over the people as they continue to serve on that. And I still to this day will pull it up once in a while on my computer and look at the people and thank the Lord for that. Thank you. Thank you for some of you that are on that list that are still today serving. What a great thing. We became a functional body of Christ here at Harvest, and we began growing, not just in number, but in depth, in service, in all the growth that God wants us to do. And God had to take me across the country to stop my hogging it all. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the failures, that God had to actually move me to San Diego to get me to stop, because I wouldn't stop. And I look at that, and I think, man, this is so great, because our church became a hands-on church and began to serve, and things went on, and I didn't know what was going on. I'd get caught up on the news, preach, and head out again. And it was exciting to see that growth and explosion. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you people. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Today, over 50% of you are still in service as we speak. Serving some way in Harvest Fellowship, serving in every corner of the church and outside the church, serving in other parachurch organizations. And so as Clyde and I prayed, standing in that dirt, I was reminded of the ministries that God has allowed us to be able to do. And I want to just name a few of those. After Saturday night service, there's a fellowship group with the Falkenbergs. There's two biblical Greek classes being taught right now. There's a building lockup and cleanup team with Dan Hempker and some of the others that lock this place up. We have a building team that has helped us get the building where it is so far. We have Jamie, who does the bulletin, and a few other people help her with that. We have the CIA puppet team, in which kids learn to use puppets, and they have a puppet show once a month down here, but they go to other churches. And so our kids actually get to go to other churches to minister. And that, to me, is so exciting, to get them out of the church and into another church and minister to the greater body of Christ. The church directory is something that takes a lot of work and is put together. Our church gets answered, not by me, but by somebody else. Actually, Jamie's doing it right now. She answers the phone for me so that I don't have to tell people, the Smith's number, let me give that to you. I don't have to answer those kind of questions anymore. She takes that on. Counseling. We are always in the middle of counseling people. Counseling class. Tracy Falkenberg has been teaching a counseling class. Had to stop because her mom, and she's going to be starting that back up again. Countless setup and breakdown crews. I'm telling you, I couldn't even name all the setup and teardown crews that takes us to be able to do a weekend service here. Denver Rescue Mission, where Clyde goes down and leads 20 to 30 people to Christ every first Sunday of the month. Depression Support Group. We have a group that is together to help you if you are suffering depression. Dinner for Eight. That's been going on. In fact, the Dinner for Ages went bowling last week. I wonder if they had dinner. Discipleship. We have several discipleships going on all over this church. Divorce Care Group. We have a divorce care group for you who've been divorced and are hurting, going through a series of tapes and discussions. Dodgeball. We have a dodgeball team that meets here every Friday night, and I talked to someone that went to it for the first time, and they said, boy, is it wicked, because some of those guys have got some pretty strong arm. We have six elders that help steer this church, and we have an elders and wife life group. We also have evangelism going on, not only in the church, but outside the church, but inside the church. We have Clyde, who speaks to us every week. His son-in-law, Jason, does Saturday night and delivers the salvation message. And so I am so thankful for that. And then we have other outreaches going on, and we have planned some major outreaches to go on this coming year. Finance team. We have several people on the finance team that keeps us in a good place financially. Friday Night Live, life group that meets at Will and Rachel's. Fundraising volunteers. I had you clap them. Funerals. People tell us that we put on the best funeral in town. Yeah, I'm proud of that. We do, because we have shared times, and we really look to the needs of the people. And we have girls group. And Jamie and Lindsay run that. And what they do is they get the junior high and high school girls together and talk about junior high and high school girl issues. And you who are parents love that team. Grace School of Ministry. We started a college here with a couple other churches. And we're going along, and we have in our church, I think we have 7 or 8 students that are right now planning on getting either a bachelor's degree or a master's degree, and we're connected with St. Louis Theological Seminary for that degreeing, so it's an accredible degree. Grant and Don Ritchie have a life group, and they meet on a regular basis. We have a greeting team that is here every week. We get together at 9:30 and pray for you. And we have an assimilation team with that, trying to see how we can connect our visitors to Harvest Fellowship. We have Harvest Home Academy, which is for our homeschoolers, so that they have some kind of credibility homeschooling. Hospitality Saturday night. On Saturday night, they put together a whole meal. You ought to come out sometime on Saturday night and try it. Last night, we had beef stew. And lots to drink, and it was really a lot of fun. Issues of the Heart. Kathy Barton teaches a women's class, Issues of the Heart. Jay and Kathy have a life group at their home. Kids worship team. Tricia runs a kids worship. She's not running today, are you? Oh, you did, and you got here. Okay, all right, okay. She ran the kids worship team, and then she comes up here for the sermon. Ladies Bible study. My wife runs a ladies Bible study on Thursday afternoons with several women. Ladies book discussion comes about, I think it's once a month, isn't it? I think for you ladies, on different Christian books. Ladies night out. We don't have a men's night out, do we? Ladies night out. They get together and go have a night out. I don't know, because I don't go. But I did go to one time. I just said, boy, I'd really like to come. And they went down to the 16th Street Mall. We had a great time. Let's get moving, okay? Let's get moving. That's a life group that I think most all of us should be in. It's an exercise group, okay? And they get together on Saturdays, and they do different forms of exercise and have a great time. Life groups in general, we have a lot of life groups going on, and we're trying to manage those life groups. A Lord's Supper team. Do you realize that there's a team that puts together the Lord's Supper for us when we do that on the last Sunday of the month? Meals for hurting people. We supply meals to people who are either injured or who have recently had death, and some of our ladies collect together and make meals for them. Mega Kids. I don't even know what to say about Mega Kids. First through fifth grade, they're down there roaring right now. It's one of our most solid ministries right now. We have people who rotate in and rotate out. That's the same place that Clyde was talking about with David Lee and his wife. They're down there teaching the kids, having a great time. Mega Kids Set Up and Tear Down. I want to make that a special Set Up and Tear Down, because when every one of you are gone from this church, they're still tearing down and putting stuff away. You will see him if you drive to the back. They're out there till probably 1 o'clock or something like that, trying to get all, I mean, they have to put a lot of stuff in and a lot of stuff out. If you want to get involved, I'm sure that's one place they would love it. Membership. We hold membership classes because we realized it with an open membership, which means if you've come 2 or 3 times, you're a member of this church, like it or not. Okay? Now, that doesn't work for 30 or 40% of you, because you're thinking, well, I know you say that, but I don't still feel like a member. right? So we have an actual formal membership class that we put on when I get a few people saying they'd like to become members, then we put on a formal membership class. Men's Bible study on Sunday mornings. We have a good 20 guys in that class every Sunday morning. A missions team. I'm meeting with Crystal right now, and we're reforming it into an outreach team. Because we just don't think all the foreign countries should get evangelism. We think we should get evangelism here, right? Amen. And so we're looking at that right now. Moms in Touch is starting up. I don't know. There you are. Do we have anybody going yet on that? No. Okay. So if you're a mom and you want to pray for your kids in school, will you see her, and she will help you for Moms in Touch, because that's a brand new thing that we're trying to do. New Christian Grounding, we've written a booklet to help ground people, and if you are trying to ground a brand new Christian, come see me. I'll give you a booklet, and you can follow it through with them. I've been working with three or four guys on it, and it's working really great. Offering ushers, we have offering ushers that every week help with offering and help get that up to the finance team. Office volunteers that come in and help us. Pastors prayer breakfast and leadership breakfast, in which we have some ladies who make a breakfast for us every other Tuesday morning. It's just unbelievable, like clockwork. They've been doing it for 3.5 years and not missed a Tuesday yet. Pregnancy center. It's one that George and Carol Scholl came in, and we've been working with them, and that is, we feel like it's some kind of arm of us, as well as for others. Retreats. We put on retreats. Saturday and Sunday nursery. Have you looked at the nursery lately? It really actually looks like a nursery, and it takes about an hour and a half to set up every Saturday in order to get it to look like that. Saturday night worship team. Lindsay does a great job of leading that team. Shepherding a Child's Heart, a class that goes on Sunday morning to help you learn, if you have kids, how to raise your kids in the godly manner. Single and Friends. Special events, several special events. Sunday opening and hospitality. You've seen the Blooms here. You've seen Jack week after week after week for years making our coffee. And I've never heard him complain about it. You come in, you say, hi, Jack, and he's, hi, and how you doing? And the coffee's there, the hot water's there, the tea, everything's set up for you. When you walk in, you just get to pour it, and you think it just somehow accidentally got there. Sunday worship band. The tech team, sound, video, computer. We have a great tech team. We have a group of people that really know what to do, and that's why we have this. That's why we have videos. The Truth Project, we've been running on several occasions. Theology for Teens is a class that's being taught to teens so they can learn their theology. Theology Thursday night, I have like 5 guys in there who are studying for the ministry. They want to know their theology. Visitation. Weddings. Wednesday night morning prayer group. There's a Wednesday morning prayer group that prays for you and prays for me. And I love them to death. Wednesday night prayer group. They pray for you and they pray for me, and I love those people to death for what they do. 8 o'clock in the morning, prayer service. 4 of us come to that. We'd love for more of you to come. It's just a fun time to get together. I know it's early, but it's worth it. Youth discipleship. Youth ministries going on. We haven't even talked about the youth. Young men's group. Getting together, doing all kinds of things. We have 3 staff members here. And just to name a few, how many have I missed? Have I covered them all? I don't know if I've covered them all, and I feel bad if I didn't cover them all. I've been thinking and thinking, and there's little places in the church I'm not as aware of as other places, so I know I'm going to miss some. But you know what? If I mentioned your ministry, will you do me a favor and stand up right now? If I mentioned your ministry, stand up. Stand to your feet. Come on. There's a bunch of you still sitting. Okay, we give them a hand for the ministry. You know, just I want to talk about an outside ministry, the Pregnancy Center. Just a couple, 3 to 4 years ago, Carol and George were in retirement, and I'm going to be real honest with you. When I meet people that are in retirement, they hardly ever serve. They feel like they've retired from the ministry as well as from their jobs. And so you see very little service in that. And we've got some great senior citizens that are involved. And I just wanted to mention this because Carol and George, instead of deciding to just fade away and just do their thing and come to church, they decided to start a pregnancy center. And I'm telling you, that's a big bite for George and Carol, and it's been a struggle, and it's been wonderful. And for a while, I was on the their board, you know, I look at it and I think, you know, I was talking to Carol last week and she said 2 weeks ago, I led two girls to Christ. Now, what if they just retired? Two girls wouldn't know the Lord Jesus Christ 2 weeks ago. And I look at that and I have to come back and repeat it with me in Psalms 117:1. Praise the Lord. All you Gentiles, is it not up? Okay, let me start over. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Wow. You know, I've been talking about evangelistic outreach, and we're deciding to take a lot of our foreign that as we grow, we're going to come to a place where we have 50% going to foreign missions and 50% coming here to help out. And one of the first projects that I chose was with a pastor in Englewood, Eddie Cook, my brother-in-law, and he had been in a church, and they were doing fairly good, and they had to leave the church in 1 week, and so he had to go to his basement. And I don't know if you know how that is, but that's very, very discouraging to take a major step backwards like that. And so nothing happened for a while, and I finally called him. I said, hey, buddy, what's going on? You've been in your basement for about 6 months. And he said, I don't know if I want to keep going because we just seem to get beat up and as a church and that kind of thing. And they got all the way down to maybe like 20 people, something like that. And so as we got to talking, he called me. He said, Steve, would you help me? Would you meet with me every week and help me get through this? And I said, yeah, I'd be glad to do that. And so we started getting together on Tuesdays. And so he found a educational wing of another church, just a little church over the side, and then an education wing. And he rented the whole educational wing. And we went down there and we set up some sound gear for him and helped him do some things. He said, you know what, Steve, I've watched you guys. And he says, I don't know what it is, but he said, you guys are so blessed. He said, so many good things are happening and I'm struggling here and I need your help. In fact, he said, would you mind if we changed our name to Harvest Fellowship South? And I said, I think not. But why? Because Eddie sees the blessing that we're going through. I mean, we can find things to pick apart in this ministry. I'm sure I can see things within my own self I can pick apart. But you know what? I want to quit picking apart today and celebrate what the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished in us as people. Amen? I've watched church after church start and struggle, and you know, it was not a struggle for us. In fact, we got to the place where we had too many people, we didn't have enough infrastructure to do something with it. And I look at that, in the average church in America has 85 people in it. 85 people is 70%. I just heard this yesterday on the radio. 70% are on a decline, which means that 85 is going to go down. And I look at that and I think to myself, oh Lord, why are we so fortunate? Why have you worked this blessing among us and not with others? And I don't want to say it that way because I don't know how quite to fit it to make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying we've been fortunate. And so today we're celebrating Thanksgiving a little bit early. And we're celebrating our Father in our Lord Jesus Christ, because they have been so good to us that I don't care what you say, I don't care what kind of negative you can try to come up with, you aren't going to discourage me today, because God has worked among us. Amen. And we're on our track today to do our collection of building our future, because it takes money to do ministry, and in past times up till now we've been pretty good at ignoring that, right? We hardly ever talk about it, and so the last 4 weeks has been a little unusual. But you know what? I'm thinking. And this is what's helped me get through this, because it's not easy to preach on it as well as it's not easy to listen to. And yet at the same time, it's a part of worship, right? Didn't we already prove that? It's a part of worship to give. And not only that, it only makes logical sense because we have rent, we have lights, we have other things. And I don't know about you, but I want to accomplish some kingdom objectives, and we can't do that without finances too. I really want to see what we can do as a church together in the future. And I'm excited about that future. And not only am I excited about that future, but I'm looking at hundreds and thousands of people who have yet come to Harvest Fellowship to ask Christ in their life, to get grounded and to grow and to serve with us. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're collecting this for. And today we're going to give them our offerings, our pledges, with honor and excitement. We're going to stretch ourselves to see His work advance and our work to grow in an expanded way. And so today is the day that we have waited for and prayed about and talked about and planned. 3.5 years ago, we started this fundraising, and now it culminates today. And the building that you see going up is our building out there right now. If you drive past the ground, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see a little more than that because they got a little more done. You're going to see them back on the job Monday morning putting up more hardware. But it is the hardware that will help us to do the ministry. It is not the hardware that we're excited about. I mean, we are excited about a new place, no doubt. But that's not it. We're excited about the expanded ministry. The ministry that we'll have to dedicate and focus towards winning the lost for Jesus Christ instead of scheduling with the school so we could use the buildings. Or asking permission. Or having conflict with schedules. I had a huge memorial service scheduled here, and the school district had scheduled something on the same day. And luckily, they had so few they could take it to a classroom or we'd had a problem. And these things happen on a regular basis. And if you're a visitor this morning, if you are our guest, and I need to have a word of explanation. This is not a typical service. This is a service because we, as a group of people, have decided that we are going to collect our money and some pledges together to make sure that this building gets built. And we've only done this one other time in 15 years in our history. And that was the startup of this. And we're not asking anything from you. Okay, you sit back and watch what a people in a church can do. As the band comes forward and as the ushers get ready to pass out, remember that if you don't have a card, Harold has a card for you. If you look in your bulletin, we printed it into the bulletin, so you've got a card in front of you no matter where you are, and you'll be putting that into the offering. But I thought it was appropriate that we have a Thanksgiving Day. Because as a pastor of Harvest Fellowship, I have never seen a time when you haven't met the needs. And I don't know, I've talked to a lot of pastors and they run in the red and they're having a hard time, and we have never had that. You've been generous and you've been great, and for whatever you give today, we appreciate it. I appreciate it. Clyde appreciates it. I think you appreciate it, because just like Clyde said, this building isn't just for him and me. Is for you, so that we can get on to a greater ministry. So we're going to collect now those commitment cards and your offering, and if you just put them in while they play. And while they play, John has done a loop behind the song so you can watch some of our building go up. Praise the Lord in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we watch the red iron go up, and as you've seen it on the background of that song, I just want you to think about something that Clyde said to John today or yesterday while he was out there. He said, "You know what, John, this is yours." And what he meant by that is, you know, one day, it's not all that far off, brother. You and I are going to be handing off the baton to the next generation, and it's going to be theirs. And then one day, they're going to be realizing they've got to hand off the baton to someone else, and we have been willing as people to get a building together so that we can hand off through the generations, and it's going to be everything within my power till the day I die, that we present the message of Jesus Christ to this city and this metro area, and that tradition will continue, not only in our generation, but in the generation to come, and in the generation to come, and in the generation to come. Amen. Amen. Let's pray.